Kala chapter 4, Mishnah 7, Yisrael Shehayu Arisim Lagoyim Basuria. If a Jew were Arisim of non-Jews in Syria. Now Syria, you'll recall we've mentioned before, was conquered by David HaMelech and annexed to Eretz Yisrael. And it took on some of the laws of Eretz Yisrael, but not other laws. But one of the things that it did take on was that if a person farms in Syria, then he is liable, the crop is liable to Truma and Masa, and also the laws of Shmita apply over there. And an Aris, we've also mentioned before, an Aris is someone who works somebody else's field and shares the produce. So they take a third or a half of the produce. Over here, the owner of the field is a non-Jewish owner of a field in Syria, and the Jewish person is the Aris. So the Jewish person works the non-Jew's field. And obviously the question over here is, does this crop, is it liable in Truma and Masa? Does one have to tie this crop? Rabbi Eliezer, Mechai Perisayim, B'Masras, or B'Shvis. So the first opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, who declares that the produce is liable to tithing and Masras and the laws of the seventh year. And in this regard, he holds that we treat the field as if it's in Eretz Yisrael in this case. For Rabban Gamliel, Potter, but Rabban Gamliel exempts the produce from tithing and the Shemitah year, and the reason being a combination of two factors. One is that it's not in Eretz Yisrael proper, it's in Syria, and two, that the field is actually owned by a non-Jew, it's not owned by a Jew. So he exempts this produce from being tithed. Rabban Gamliel Omer, now here's why this case over here is why the Mishnah is in our Masecht Avia, and that is Shtei Chalos B'Syria, that when one takes Chala in Syria, so he would take two challahs, and this was something which was introduced by the rabbis for foreign lands. In lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, they decreed that the land was impure, that the land was tame for various reasons, which we'll get into later, but the land was impure. And once they declared the land impure, so now they've got a problem, because if you take challah off dough and you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, the dough immediately becomes impure because the land is impure. And therefore what they instituted was that you should take two challahs, two pieces. One should be burnt, but one should be given to the Kohen, even though it's impure, should be given to the Kohen to remember the mitzvah of separating challah. So Rabban Gamliel says that in Syria, you would take two challahs. You would treat it as if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Where Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says challah achas. No, you would take one challah as if you were in Eretz Yisrael. Achazru kula shel Rabban Gamliel v'kula shel Rabbi Eliezer. Initially, they ruled leniently, like the ruling of Rabban Gamliel, in the case of Truma and Masa, that it's exempt, and like the lenient ruling of Rabbi Eliezer, that you only take one challah. But Chazru linhug k'divra Rabban Gamliel b'shtei drachim. But then afterwards, they changed and they retracted and they ruled following Rabban Gamliel in respect of both. So if you follow the halacha of Rabban Gamliel, in Syria one would not have to give truma, one would not have to tithe his produce if he was an aris of a non-Jewish farm owner, and a person would have to give two challahs. If they separate challah in Syria, they would have to take off two challahs. One gets burnt and one goes off to the Kohen.